Highbridge Company presents Detroit, An American Autopsy by Charlie LaDuff, read by Eric Martin. Original material, copyright 2013, Charles LaDuff. Recording copyright 2013, Highbridge Company, and recorded by arrangement with the Penguin Group. Prologue. I reached down the pant cuff with the eraser end of my pencil and poked it. Frozen solid, but definitely human. God damn. I took a deep breath through my cigarette. I didn't want to use my nose. It was late January, the air scorching cold. The snow was falling sideways, as it usually did in Detroit this time of year. The dead man was encased in at least 4 feet of ice at the bottom of a defunct elevator shaft in an abandoned building. But still, there was no telling what the stink might be like. I couldn't make out his face. The only things protruding above the ice were the feet, dressed in some white sweat socks and a pair of black gym shoes. I could see the hem of his jacket below the surface. The rest of him tapered off into the void. In most cities, a death scene like this would be considered remarkable, mind-blowing, horrifying, but not here. Something had happened in Detroit while I was away. I had left the city 2 decades earlier to try to make a life for myself that didn't involve a slow death working in a chemical factory or a liquor store. Any place but those places. But where? I wandered for years, working my way across Asia, Europe, the Arctic Edge, working as a cannery hand, a carpenter, a drifter. And then I settled into the most natural thing for a man with no real talents. Journalism.